It's complex, and there's no certainty about the outcome. However, almost anything could be better than what we've got at present, because we've got a prime minister who isn't in power. We've got a party, the DUP, that aren't willing to support her. There are threats to her leadership. There's threats of a general election. I hope that this process of indicative votes will at least identify something that a larger number of MPs will support than the prime minister's deal, which, after all, at the last count was defeated by 149 votes. And that will provide a way forward. But it has to have a lock on it, which is that it must be subject to a people's vote, because I think what the march was saying a couple of days ago, and what the 5 million people, it may be 6 million by now, I don't know, who have signed the Revoke Article 50 petition are saying, is they want to have their say on this deal.
But, you know, a people's vote is not a silver bullet, is it?
A people's vote is clearly not a silver bullet, but a people's vote, at least, I think, is one of the ways that we can reunite the country after 2.5 years of, frankly, chaos, infighting, which has hurt us.
It divided the country.
Well, indeed, I agree that it was, but this time, at least, people will be voting on some substance. They'll have an understanding of the arrangement for EU citizens.
What do you want the question
understanding
to be?
Very simple what the question should be. The Prime Minister's deal, which is the only thing that has been agreed with the European Union, nothing else has, nothing else will necessarily pass, or staying in the European Union. Very simple choice.
Okay, what about the Prime Minister's deal or no deal?
Well, as it happens, I've just come from a civil contingencies briefing for Privy Councillors on the question of no deal, cross-party briefing, and the implications of no deal, such as, for instance, the amount of freight going through Dover, which is our major port, being reduced by 87%, suggests that no deal is never something that should be on a ballot paper.
So your suggestion would be that the Prime Minister's deal ought to go to a people's vote, but yet you are advocating for a series of indicative votes which could come up with a whole load of other options. So if you don't necessarily see any of those as the way forward, then what's the point?
Well, if Parliament determines that, in fact, there's a great attractiveness in the Norway option, for instance, and a majority of MPs vote for that, then maybe that has a better chance of getting through. But, of course, then the difficulty we've got is that that is not something that has been agreed with the European Union. We have no idea whether it would be agreed with the European Union, and what it would clearly need, and something that we would support, is an extension that takes us beyond the date of the next European elections, because there's no way that UK Parliament is going to be able to agree, or UK government is going to be able to agree with the European Union, a Norway deal before we leave the European Union on the 12th of April or the 22nd of May.
Sorry to interrupt. So you think that the UK should field candidates in the European elections?
Well, if we're in the position of seeking a longer extension, for instance, to facilitate Norway, although I don't think that is something a majority of MPs will support, but if that is what happens, then inevitably we will have to be fighting the European elections. And for me as a Liberal Democrat, this may be the first time ever in the United Kingdom we're able to fight a set of European elections on the basis of European values and principles rather than stories that people make up about the impact of the European Union. For me, that would be a very positive outcome.
You must have been having talks with other MPs, perhaps across the House, ahead of these so-called indicative votes. You just said you don't think a majority could support Norway. What do you think a majority of MPs will support?
Well, I think the difficulty with Norway is that it, for instance, requires freedom of movement to continue, something that the Prime Minister and a lot of Tories have set as their main red line. The other issue that I have with Norway is that longer term, what Norway will enable people like UKIP supporters to argue is that we are continuing to make a financial contribution to the European Union, we are still bound by their rules, and we have absolutely no say in those proceedings.
So if Norway, not Norway, which of the alternative options would MPs support?
We have to wait and see what comes forward, but I'd expect, for instance, Revoke to be on that list of possibilities, which a number of members of Parliament would support.
So for our viewers, let's not talk in shorthand, revoking Article
Revoke
50.
Simply cancelling the Brexit process entirely. It may be, for instance, that Canada might be on the ballot paper, but again, that's something that has not been agreed with the European Union. So really, it's not easy to identify anything that it is logical to have in those indicative votes, apart from the Prime Minister's deal or staying in the European Union or revoking Article 50, because in reality those are the only three things that we have a degree of certainty about that could actually be implemented.
So you're standing here as an opposition MP, effectively making the same case that the Prime Minister has been making for many weeks now, well, which is that the only deal that has been agreed with the European Union is hers, and the only alternative option is no deal. That is exactly her position, isn't it?
It is, but and the reason the only deal that is available is the one that the Prime Minister has negotiated is because she set the red lines that determined this was the only possible outcome to those negotiations.
She's the Prime Minister.
But, well, she is, but she should have listened to people much more widely than just her own party and the DUP. But it is the only thing that is on the table. It is the only thing that's been agreed. So unless we're going to allow a much longer extension to enable the UK to negotiate something different with the European Union, like Norway, like Canada, then we're going to have to put her deal to a vote alongside staying in the European Union, which is clearly what I would be campaigning for.